Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck, as we are making our way little by little, piece by piece, through a little bit of just the amazing, inspiring, convicting letter of St. Peter to the Jews that were dispersed around to different communities. They weren't all together in their community. And so Peter is reminding them in this letter of their identity, and he's reminding us. And what he's writing is amazing and powerful and convicting and inspiring. We've talked over the last couple of days about how we're chosen and destined by the Father. That's our reality. That's our identity. No matter how we feel, no matter how we screw up, that's who we are. And not only are we chosen and we're destined, but we're sanctified. We're made holy for obedience and to be purified by the blood of Jesus. And then I want to encourage you to listen to yesterday's episode as we got kind of into the core of this message of Peter. He says, by God's great mercy, you've been born anew into a living hope. You've been brought into a hope for eternal life that is alive. And that living hope is the energy of our spiritual life. It's our thing that we grasp onto that gives us the ability to endure, that helps us walk toward our destiny. I was thinking there's a song that we sing at our camp called Living Hope, and I love it. It's so good because it just proclaims the gospel and the chorus. I would encourage you to go listen to it and maybe pray with it while you're reading this passage. It's Alleluia, praise the one who set me free. Alleluia. Sin has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. And because the hope is living, it's active, it's currently, friends, breaking chains in your life. It's currently overcoming sin. It's currently transforming you. And this is something we want to hold on to, that I have a hope that is living. And because it's living, it has power. It has power to change me. It has power to bring me closer to Jesus. It has power to help me overcome the things that I'm struggling with. Jesus Christ, my living hope. So I want to continue on that passage today, and we're going to begin with Psalm 63 and pray this psalm. This is a beautiful, beautiful psalm to pray, and there's a lot of beautiful songs made out of this psalm, and there's one particularly called Psalm 63 by Jeremy Riddle that I really want to encourage you to listen to, that I pray with very often. It's a beautiful psalm. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. O God, you are my God. I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you. As in a dry and weary land where no water is, so I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and your glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on your name. My soul is feasted as with marrow and fat, and my mouth praises you with joyful lips. When I think of you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night, for you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to you, and your right hand upholds me. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the powers of the sword. They shall be prey for jackals, but the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall glory, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. Lord Jesus, this psalm speaks of delighting in you, of taking pleasure in you, of longing for you. And so, Lord, as we approach your word, as we encounter you in your word, Holy Spirit, come and make us long for God. Give us a longing for the face of God. Give us a desire to behold the face of God. Make our flesh faint and make us weary, that the presence of God would be poured out upon us. God, it is you we seek. As we seek to satisfy ourselves, it is you that we seek. Allow us to delight in you, to delight in your presence, to take pleasure in who you are. We ask this in your most holy name. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, I said this is one of my favorite psalms. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land. And this is that something that the Holy Spirit, when we receive more of the Holy Spirit in our lives, friends, when we're baptized in the Holy Spirit, that the Holy Spirit stirs up a new longing and desire for God. And this is this experience that God actually wants us to experience, like a visceral thing in our gut, crying out to God in our hearts, God, I want you. I don't just want what you give me. I don't just want your gifts. I don't just want to feel comfortable and affirmed. I want you. I want you. I want you. I want you. And so, Holy Spirit, we ask today that you would allow the cry in our hearts to come up out of our chest, out of deep within us. God, we want you. We are a people who wants you. We want to take pleasure in you. We want to delight in you because we love you. Amen. So I'm going to start 1 Peter 1, starting in 3, and we're going to go through a little chunk, and then we have so much amazing stuff that we could get through. Blessed be God, the Father, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, we have been born anew into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you, who by God's power are guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you rejoice, though now for a little while you may have to suffer various trials, so that the genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold, though perishable, is tested by fire, may redound to the praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Without having seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with an unutterable and exalted joy. As the outcome of your faith, you obtain the salvation of your souls. This is so, so, so good and so powerful. So we left off, you've been born anew into a living hope. How? Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Just stop right there. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you live today in wonder and in awe of the reality that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. How do you have this hope? How do we know that we have a new life that is coming? How do we know that we have an inheritance in heaven? Because Jesus has conquered death, and his resurrection, his life over death, his coming out of the grave opens for us a new reality, because no one has ever gone into the depths of hell and death and come out conquering in victory. Because Jesus is victorious, you have a new and living hope. Continues on, and an inheritance. What else do you have? And an inheritance, which is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you. An inheritance. Scripture talks a lot about an inheritance. What is our inheritance? It's our inheritance with Christ. I love this. It's in Catholic teaching. Our inheritance in heaven refers to the eternal life of perfect union with God, which include, you're like, great, what does that mean? It includes the beatific vision. That's what we talked about in Psalm 63. God, I long to see you. I want to behold you. There's a beautiful song, Come and Behold. It says, with all I am, I long to see your beauty. This maturation that as we grow closer to our spiritual marriage in Christ, we just want to look upon his face. That first and foremost, our inheritance forever will be seeing God. We'll be beholding his face forever and ever and ever. Beatific vision, the communion with the saints, will be in communion with those around us. Full participation in Christ's resurrection glory. The glory that Jesus was raised in by the Holy Spirit and seated at the right hand of the Father belongs to us. This is our inheritance, beholding God forever. Perfect union with him, communion with the saints, and full participation, full access to the resurrection glory. We can't even come to understand on earth what glory is. It's God's essence. It's what he carries. And friends, it's what we crave and what we long for. If you've ever had an experience of God where you've tasted something, whether it's in prayer, whether it's in worship, and you're like, I do not know what that was that I tasted, and it was for 30 seconds, it was for 1 second, it was for 5 seconds, but now I will do anything for that. If you've had that experience, if you've tasted the glory of God, that's what's coming for us. The weightiness of who he is, all that he is, the resurrection glory of Christ, we will have full participation of it. Catechism 1023 says this: those who die in God's grace and friendship are perfectly purified, and are perfectly purified, live forever with Christ. They see God face to face, unmediated vision of God, which brings perfect joy and fulfillment. To full adoption as children of God. Romans 8 says, if we are children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ. Catechism 1265, baptism makes us adopted children of God, members of Christ, and heirs of eternal life. What else do we inherit? The kingdom of heaven. Jesus says this in Matthew 25. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you. God has prepared a place for us. Philippians 3:20, he will transform our lowly body to be like his glorified body. The Catechism tells us that our body will rise again, glorified like Christ, free from pain and death, and capable of eternal joy. This is what our inheritance is. This is what we receive. This is what is prepared for us. And it says, what does it say about this inheritance? It's imperishable. It's undefiled and it's unfading. What is imperishable? Enduring forever. What God has prepared for you, it never ends. It won't go away. It won't be taken from you. Enduring forever. To see him, it will endure forever. To be with him, it will endure forever. What is undefiled, pure. This inheritance that's waiting for you, it's pure. It's not corrupted by the things of this world. It's not, well, oh, this is just as good as it gets because sin. No, because you'll be in a place where there's no more sin, no more mourning, no more crying, no more corruption. It will be perfect, undefiled, and unfading. I love this definition of unfading. Not losing brightness, vitality, or strength. Your inheritance, what's coming for you, beholding God forever and sharing in the incorruptible glory of the resurrected Son of God. This is your destiny and your inheritance, the inheritance of the glory of the only Son of God that is not losing its brightness or strength. It never ends. It never fades. And it's pure. This is your inheritance in Christ. And he says it's kept in heaven for you. God's saying he wants you to have it. He's not trying to trick you to say, oops, you didn't get it. You didn't get your inheritance. It's not like a Jacob and Esau thing where it's a trick. God is fighting for you. Jesus is interceding for you at the right hand of the Father. And through your faith as you walk, this inheritance that's imperishable, unfading, undefiled, this inheritance that's pure, that never ends, that endures forever, that doesn't lose its brightness, that doesn't lose its glory, is kept in heaven for you. It is a promise. And through the power of the Holy Spirit, that inheritance wants to change how you live today. Amen? Amen. God bless you.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.